name of this organization is, the idea is to start with Torah. The day, the week, the life, everything should start with Torah. It's those who can learn the whole day, of course they start the day with Torah, because they start the day with Torah and they finish the day with Torah. But even if there are hechechim one has to do during the day, at least the beginning of the day, is straight away with Divrei Torah, Divrei Halacha, Divrei Elokim Chaim, from the Chumash, from the Shas, from the Poskim, is this noch a stickel of a chodesh here, the Goyim should help, sehr kot and godly here, it should grow, and this habotzes ha-Torah should grow, mechai rechoyim, there should be a lot of habotz Torah, and those who run it should be matzliach, as all takezayin lahakti Torah lahadi. In this week's Seder, Achimos Kedoshim, Star Pasuk, maybe you would expect the Pasuk to be in Shmini, obviously my mazla, the Pasuk is in this week's Seder. State at the end of the Seder, V'ivdaltem bein abeheimo ha-tahoiro la-tmeyo, you should separate, you should make a difference between a Tordige Behema and a Tomadige Behema. U'bein o'iv ha-tome la-tor, and between the Tomadiga Oif and the Tordiga Oif, the Shaksdam Shesech Babayim of Oif and so on. It's though state in Pasuk that you should make a difference, you should differentiate between a Tordiga Behema and a Tomadiga Behema. It's according to the Rambam, and the Chinuch brings this out a bit more, it a mitzvah min ha-Torah, a person before he eats meat, he should boidik the simonim of the Behema. The Torah mitzvah that he should check himself and to see whether this behemoth has got the right amount of simonim, the simonim that are requested. The Chinuch goes so far and says that if you have taken a behemoth and you only saw one simon, and you took a risk, and you shecht it and you ate it, and after you find out it was taki kosher, the first thing is you have to know which one has a kosher animal, which one non-kosher animal. When you see it on the plates a bit too late, I don't know who is behind the mitzvah, whether the sheikh is behind the mitzvah, the wholesaler who brings it to the shechita, or when he comes, when you check for the seal, maybe with this year it's the mitzvah. Don't know exactly when you do it, but there's a mitzvah to be mevara that the behemoth that we eat should be kosher. Going back to Shmini, and Shmini is the list, and says the two conditions. One is mafris parsa, and one is malagel. You all know that, shkachidushim. What are the meaning that a mafris parsa malagel? There are only three meaning. One is boko, three behemoths. One is boko, a bull, a cow. You all know them from the fields. You can all look at them afterwards a bit closer if you want. This is one meal. Does it kosher? The second meal is kosher, shepselach, sheep. Here you've got the ayil, the elim which come into sedra. The ayil is the zochon. You've got the shnei kvosim, the little one for the korban tomid, or for other things. And the third thing is the goats. The goats, these are the only three behemoths that are kosher. What do you mean the only three behemoths are kosher? There are another, the Torah counts 10 meaning that are kosher. But three behemoths and seven chayes, a deer and antelope others to a giraffe, as a door, another seven chayes that are kosher. Sholosh behemoths and seven chayes. It's also, später geht Torah weiter, there's some behemoths that are not kosher. I only got one simon. There's a gomol. The gomol, is a yichus, know what the yichus is? It's mentioned in the Torah, it's a yachus. The gomol has got, is malager, but it's not mafris pasa. But if you look at the gomol, you can't see it here, it looks like it's mafris pasa. It's the beginning, the front of the gomol is mafris pasa. But the end, there's little skin that connects the two pasas, and therefore it's not completely mafris pasa. His gomol is not kosher, it's only got one simen. And then comes the famous chazir. Ves ha-chazir, it's important to recognize the chazir. Why do I need to know what the chazir looks like? Ves ha-chazir. Ki mafris paso, this mafris paso, but it doesn't malagero. This is possible. So the Torah counts four minim that have only got one simon. One is the chazir, that's got the simon of Mafris Pasa. One is the gomel down there, is in the shofon, hair, rapid, or whichever one it is they have got another simon. They have got Mafri, Male, Geiro, but not Mafris Pasa. So why is it important you should recognize those four simonim? State of a person comes to the midbar, sees it on him, he's never seen before. Now, if he's a heinke yid, he has no brayer. But steht heinke paske shulchan aruch, we can only eat or more. We can only eat the animal. We've got a kabbalah. If you don't know it, there's no kabbalah. We can't eat it. But meikra din, you look yourself. Go and check. Stand there a few days. Is a malagir sitting in the field, hasn't eaten for half an hour. And plotting, you see it eats again because the food went down, came up again, and it's malagir. So if you see that and you look at the mafris, you're going to see a mafris pasa soon. You see it's completely mafris pasa, so you can eat it. That's the ikadin. You come to a place, you see an animal. You see the mafris pasa, you can't sort out the malagera. Either you already shechted it instead, or saying more the mas is cut. It doesn't eat. You can't mevara the mafris the malagera. Can you eat it or not? I'm desperate. I'm a shoichet. I need to eat a piece of flesh. I'll kill it, there's no other flesh. There's only this new animal, unknown animal, and it's Mafris Pasa. Can you eat it or not? What steht in Shulchan Aruch? Shulchan Aruch steht yes and no. Because there's only one chashash that this animal is treifa. What's the chashash? It might be a chazir. Because the Torah said chazir is Mafris Pasa, it's not malagera. That's the only animal in the world. Al Rabban Yishloni can say that. The only animal in the world that has the one symbol of Mafris Pasa and hasn't got the symbol of Malagera. So Mimele, as long as I know it's not the Chazir, I'm okay. What can it be? It's either one of the 10 kosher simonim, because it has got one of the 10 kosher animals, because it's Mafris Pasa, or if not, it could be a Chazir. I recognize the Chazir. Yeah, of course, it's a Chazir. I recognize that doesn't look like Chazir. This new Bria does look like Chazir. So if it does look like Chazir, I've eliminated the Tzadis in a Chazir. What is left? It must be kosher animal. Which one is nicht wichtig?
Assume that everyone is an expert in Chazir, and that
every single type of person. Those persons, every single Chazir, so it's all one family. That's the halacha is, ubilvat in Gemara, and the halacha says, ubilvat sheyakir as a Chazir. Yaki needs to make you search. He knows no one what a chazir is. I think if you see a camel, you've never seen a camel before, and you see a chazir, I don't think you think it's a chazir. You know it's a different one. So if the camel would have completely split tubes, you could eat it. You don't need to look any further. I think the zebra looks like a chazir. Means say some animals might be similar to a chazir, but some are completely different. So if you mark it a chazir, you can eat it. Now I brought with me a mafris parcel. Since we're talking about real flesh, it comes mamish direct from the base of Schritte. Then we went to the freezer. This is a leg of a cow or of a bull, but I think they are an average 2 years old. So it's completely fully grown. This is the leg of the animal. And look, it's, even if it's frozen, you can look mamish through it. You can mamish, there's a gap, you can mamish look through it. And these are the parsa. Now, this parsa, all the way, that's how it walks on the floor, and all the way it's cut. Some at the end of the shear will be a bit more defrosted. If you see a bit more, you can, anybody who fancies to look at it, can look at it. So you can see the mafris parsa all the way through. And this is how the kosher animal has to be. This, like two toes here in the front, these are the two toes. And it goes all the way through, right here on the back, and this is Mafris Pasa. Anything less than that is not Mafris Pasa.
It's almost as if it's got 2 feet.
Really?
It's almost as if it's not a foot with two toes at the end, it's like 2 feet almost.
He has got 2 feet besides that.
No, I'm saying the foot is 2 completely separate.
You see, that's what it is. I don't know what you mean. It's not the foot, it's a horn, it's the horn is standard.
I'm saying
it's the whole thing. Yes, the whole thing. Like 2 feet, I call it 2 toes. 2 feet, the nomination is 2 fasos, you can call it. Alright, let's go a bit weiter. So there's a mitzvah to know the mafris pasa and the malagir. Pardon?
Some animals don't have such a big heart.
Some is a bit smaller, but it has to be completely split to begin with it. Now, I was once in the countryside, and I came along a mitzvah. What's the mitzvah? I met a sheep. I met a sheep. But that sheep was dead. It was lying on the floor. Lying on the floor. I was half eaten by animals. I thought, okay, so I need a mitzvah for me. What's the mitzvah? I can study the Mafis Pasuk. A normal sheep won't let you to play around with it. You can study the Mafis Pasuk. I didn't want to touch it. With my walking boots, I lifted up the parser. I looked at it, sure, I was happy, I could see Mama, she's a nice Mafis parser. Everything was fine. I walked off, I thought to myself, Gewalt, Rabbeisai. Imagine in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, I wasn't away with my little Shlomim, Rabbi Hashib, my little Shlomim, long last, I'm waiting to come to Yerushalayim, Yir HaKodesh, to bring my Shlomim. And the Shlomo can eat myself. I already prepared a meal for the whole family. Everybody should come together and should share. What's the Shlomim? You share a meal with the Ribbono Shel Yochel. Achele goes to Ribbono Shel Yochel, not Mizbeach. Achele goes to the Kohenim. The Kisif Se Kohen Yishmeru Das, Toi Yivakshim Yipiyo, the Loim, the Toi, and Achele goes to me. I'm just a party with the Kohenim with the Ribbono Shel Yochel. After this episode, I'm sorry, today they won't let me in. Favos, the noises nivloso yechabes begodov. If you noise, you lift an avela. Was an avela? You heard? I lift it. At the whole shal, if you only lift a bit of it, well, that's enough. You have to lift the ganze. But as soon as you kick it a little bit, you have lifted it. That's called lifting. Moving and lifting is the same. Don't need it. Can lift it with a string. I can drop it down. Any kind of lifting that is supported by me, that is called noise. No, what's the problem? Go to mikveh. No. What about this hat? I said, go to the mikveh. What about this jacket? Go to the mikveh. Even the tie. What about the glasses? The watch? Everything! One tonight, has been with kabbal tum, synthetic. This is Ashir, we can lay my vavas on which clothes are with kabbal tum, which not. But those clothes are with kabbal tum, is va noise, if lo se yechabes begodov. All the clothes have to go to mikveh. And if I chop around today a mikveh, then okay, then by night, if you have full yom is by night I'll be able, then it's too late to come with your korban, because the same the best mikveh, I'm sorry, too late, you have to wait till tomorrow morning. So if somebody is in the time of the best mikveh, you should be careful not to play out with nevelas, because it will make you tell me you and all your clothes will be noises on nevelas. Now, Rabbi Isai, there are not many people who play around with nevelas in the streets. I don't know many. I will ask you, what do you think, any of you here sitting here, do you think you have ever become posel from a nevela or not? Now, if you go to abattoir, you go to shecht, of course, every now and again there's a nevela, you move it, you touch it. Is any of you, do you think, has ever become posel from a nevela? I will guarantee you, no, I can't guarantee you, but I assume all of you, or most of you, have become tomer from a nevela. You don't think so? There's one little gadget which I've got here. This is the answer. Can you see this? This is a shopping trolley. You go to Tesco with your shopping trolley, you put all your food into it, and obviously only kosher food, and you go through the aisle, and sometimes the aisle are a little blocked up, and you try to find your way through, and by mistake or purposely, you kick another shopping trolley. Okay, nothing happened. Kick another shopping trolley. Go shopping. Let's have a look what he's got in his shopping trolley. Wait, slowly. Tesco meat. That's what I found. I found this in his shopping trolley. Chicken legs, chicken fat, special reduced, Tesco, $2.50 a kilo. They don't need to pay for the cashier's fee. So, Gewalt, I kicked the novella. No. I was like, Tomatsanish, I kicked the novella. As soon as you kick the trolley, it's moved the whole thing, the whole trolley got moved. No, with a Wissel Chumish. Before we got a Wissel Chumish, we got a Chumish, we have all a posting in Bisfix ever, and a posting in Parshas Shemini. And this posting talks about this particular incident. Steht in posting in the Shemini. If a person a kosher behemoth like this one that you can eat, will die. Hanoigea benivloso yitmata oot. If you touch the nevela, you have bitoma till the night. So if my boots touch the behema of other boots at home, this is gescheiden, this is gechidish, because from touching, hanoigea benivloso. Would you eat the nevela yechabes begod of not only he is tomes begod ma also tome atov hanoi says nivlosa yechabes begod of noise we discussed nagev we discussed how does oichel come in? What's the oichel? If you have to touch it, not touch it. If you touch it, you are tome. If you don't touch it, you carry. If you don't carry it, it's based on stone. There's no tomb based on stone. Zung chazal, this refers to oif tohel, little chickens. Little chickens have got other halacha. Oif tohoirim, oif tohoirim have got different halacha. If you touch them, you are not tomer. If you carry them, you are not tomer. When are you tomer? If you eat them. Here, the base of Blia. Funny thing. We haven't learned the Chumash. It's funny. We haven't learned the Chumash, obviously. There's different than all other tumors. The tumor of oif tohoirim is the base of Blia here. If it comes inside the base of Blia, that's when you are tomer. So therefore, if I found in the trolley a bissel oif, it doesn't bother me. Because even if I open it up and I touch it, even if I carry it, I don't become tome. What's the chilek? If you touch a dead goat, you are tome. And if you touch a dead chicken, you're not. You know what the chilek is? Toiras Hashem Temimo. Azoi shtei nechumish. Freishka kashis. Azoi shtei nechumish. And it comes to the parashu, behemet toiron, behemet tmeyo, is anogea, is tome, and the noisa is tome. When it comes to oif tome, is anogea, is not tome, and anoisa is not tome. Who is tome? Darf get one who eats it. Therefore, I don't need to worry if this was in the shopping trolley, because it doesn't make me tomer. Search a bit more in the shopping trolley. I found something else. Echte Fleisch. Shnur klal. Fat is the same thing as Fleisch. Fat is Fleisch. No shayla. Whether it's chayl of osso, whether it's shumer, which is mutter, any part which is edible of the animal, it's called Fleisch, it's called bosso, and it's not ptumen veila. So if this was in the pekele, 100 gram doesn't need 100 gram, just exais. Exais of Nivlas Behemet Meir. Nivlas Behemet Meir. And Tumah. Which Tumah? Tumah's Mago. I haven't touched it. I'm okay. Even if I went into this trolley and looked at it and touched it, it's not Tumah. But it was nicer. I don't need to touch it. I kicked the trolley. Binich nois is an veli, even a hand trolley. See, I found this just last week. A hand trolley is as a hand shopping bag. What did I found inside? They put in a chicken inside, you see? How much a chicken? Now that chicken is not a problem. If you carry the chicken of a goy, it's not a problem. But if you carry stump meat of a goy, then you become taller because you are noise as Hanavela. Now if you look at the Chumash in Parsha Shmini, you see there's another Parsha. At the beginning, the parsha, as Rashi said, that's talking about behemet tmeya. So if you have got a behemet tmeya, a bit of chazir, in the shopping trolley there wasn't beef, there wasn't sheep, there was chazir there, it's the same halachas. Hanegeya ben nivloso yitmat orev. V'hanoi says nivloso yichabes begod of onegeya, you don't need to wash your clothes, only you become tome. But for carrying, you become tome and you have to wash your clothes. What is the chilek? What's the difference between a niblas behemet meyer and a niblas behemet tohor? What is the chilek? Both is the din if you touch them, you are tome. Both is the din if you carry them, not only you are tome, all your begonim are tome. And achile, we don't find tome as achile. So what's the chilek? But it's the same. What are the two parshas? There's one parsha at the beginning of the Nevelas, and one parsha at the end. So Trashi, the beginning talking about Behemet Tmeya, and the end talking about Behemet Tahara. What's the chilek? What's the chilek is in some Rashi, it's most fussim, it's not in it. In some Rashi, steht the chilek. This is the chilek. This is the chilek. If you take a chazir and you shecht it, it doesn't help. If you take a chazir and you shecht it, it's the same nevela as it was before. A chazir is a nevela, whether it's shot, whether it died, whether you shechted it. But when it comes to the shefele, this is actually the right size to shecht the shefele. If it comes to the shefele, if you make a shechita, you may not have to walk. Allah shechitu. You shecht it, the shchit is kosher. Now you have saved it from the veiler. You have taken out the tumas neveiler. But maybe the leg is broken. Maybe it's a treifer. I haven't checked yet. The Teretz is a file a treifer. Is not metama anymore. Treifer is an Rabbi Israchile. You can't eat the treifer. But the Rabbi Tumah is as long as you shifted it, is the hope the Tumas neveiler. That's enough gemina. You find the treifer behema. Most of the treifs are about half. I'm not going exactly in the statistics. Today are treifer. I'll show you the handless treifers all the time. It doesn't become tumor. That doesn't make it tumor. Treif doesn't make it tumor. Provide the shchit was done properly. But that's why it's important. One of the chalukim is you have to check the knife. Don't try and copy that because you have to learn it. Chas v'sholom, otherwise you can. You check a knife 12 times. 12 times. The blade is here. And in theory, it's so thin you can't see it. There's a corner here aside and another corner here. Every point's got 3 points. 1 point top and 2 on the side. You have to buy both of them. So you go in the middle, the centerpiece. You go all the way up. You have to concentrate it. So you can go over a few times and not feel a begima. Full of begimas, unfortunately. You go all the way up and then you go down again. Whoop. These are two. Then you turn the knife. You go to the side. One. Can't even go over so many beginners. Two. You go to the other side. One. Two. This is six. Six. That steht also. The corner is hard. The corner is this like cartilage. It's hard. And the vesh is very soft. So the cooking some beginners, when it comes to a hard thing, it will catch it. It will tear it. It comes to a soft thing, it will go. To some beginners, comes to a soft thing, will catch it. It comes to a hard thing, will go. Then you have to make sure that this knife is kosher, side for hard thing, and side for soft things. This maybe makes the knife mux now. At the time, while because the knife is mux, but you wouldn't use it for anything else. But I use it for cutting tape, so maybe it's not mux for this knife. So the teretz is, yeah, that's six. Where's the other six? Because you really should check it with your skin as well. Because the nail is for the comet, half for half, and the skin is soft for soft. The problem is only if you check a knife, because today we have got very sharp knives, and they're not made. Either our skin has been different. This is the size of a knife, which is kosher enough to check the cow and the bull, because the neck is bigger, and you need like a trill, you should have twice the width of the neck. So you have to do the same thing. Every time a shofet shechts, he goes to 12 times. Since we don't do on the skin, we do it 6 times and again 6 times, stuck it the same. It's no difference. Some do it on the tongue. There's a shofet today, if you do it on the tongue, I wouldn't like to do it. Some say, well, you do it by water. So you show them how you check in the water. You either put it in the water and see where the water runs over it, or you put the drop of water and see whether it doesn't get stuck. But obviously, you put it like this on the water and see whether the water can go through. It's all different ways to check it. It's nice that the traditional way is you do it with your nail. You go one, two, three, four, five, six, and you do the whole thing again. So you get 12 bedikas. I'm stating more 12 bedikas, and this bedikas makes enough good whether it's in the veil or not. Because if you have got psul in the shchita, not shveta, it makes the neveila. There's a little begima in it. And that begim is oike, you have one of the 5 hilches shchita. One of the 5 hilches shchita is drosse, you can't quetch. Drosse, the other one is shehir, you can't check the bit and then wait. And the other one is ikru, you can pull it, that's the if you have got the begim, then you pull it instead of cutting it. Then it's hagrome, whether you put it not in the right place, you go too high or too low. And the other one is chalode. It can't be covered up. You can't, for example, you can't take your shefela. If you want, you make a hole in it, inside the hole, and you put the knife in it, and the knife is covered, and then you put the hole between the skin and the flesh and the two simonim are lower down, and you shecht it properly. But you don't shecht like we from the top, you've gone inside, and you shecht just from where the simonim is, you shecht the simonim. That's called chaloda, and that's posel halacha moshe Sinai. So any one of these 5 tzulim in the shchita doesn't make it treifer. Behem is not treifer, behem is a neveila. And a nevele is worse than a treife. What's the chilul between a nevele and a treife? The chilul between a nevele and a treife is that the treife, the Israchil is the same. By treife is no tumor, and by a nevele there is tumor. And Rashi Taki brings in this week's header, we doubt them ben abeim atoyer litmeo, not the way I explain it, you know the difference, which one are the kosher one, which one non-kosher animals. Rashi said the answer in Pshat. Rashi said, ain't so glum ben poro lechamoyo. I'm got a chamoy here, shem ben poro legomo. You don't need to say a different, here's a poro, and here's a gomo. Nobody, we've doubt him. Abdullah! Everybody can see it's different. What mean, we've doubt him? We've doubt him means a fine line, you have to differentiate. So Rashi, what's the fine line? Nikorimhem, everybody can see them. Elabein tohoir, alachol, itumeir, alachol. The one that's tohir for you, which is not an avela, and the one that's tohir for you, which is an avela. Ben shenishchat ruba shesimen, and nishchat chetziot. Whether you shecht enough, you need to shecht rova simen. If this is the simen, you have to shecht the roiv of it. Roiv of it has to be shechted. Steht in Ramor, you don't check it. Once it's very tight, just touch and go roiv, and we don't rely on the medida. Said how you measure it, we don't rely on medida. Has to be clear, Arif. But Amor can be a case, not so clear. I've seen it in the street, and I had to take the veshet and have to put it on the street to measure it. It was a measure that was less than the measuring of the Amor, and they could see that it was Arif was shechted, and therefore it's kosher. If Arif is shechted, it's kosher, it's not a nevela, it's not a tamme. If Mirt is shechted, then it's nevele. That's Pshat Rashi. Dalta men atoyra litmeo should make a chilik. Even in this small difference, whether it's gone through completely or not, this is the mitzvah that we've dalta should make sure, differentiate, find out which one is kosher for you, which one is not kosher for you. The common practice is, steht in Halacha, after Shrita you have to check whether you shechted enough. After Shrit, you have to check whether you shecht both Simon. The Shoichet, after Shrit, goes with his finger actually into the base of Shrit, while the blood is not spritzing. He goes with his finger and he looks whether the corner is shechted properly, and whether the veshet is shechted properly. So if he finds out that the veshet is not shechted properly, straight away, he becomes Tomer. Because he's not given a vela. If it's not shecht enough, then it's in the Vivdaltem. One is Tomer, one is Tomer. He has shecht enough. Since he has shecht enough, so therefore, he is Tom. Now, there's some people have got mice at home. If you have mice, it's a problem. It's a pest. So the very conventional, old-fashioned way is this. And you know it works. You take a mouse trap and you set it. And you put down a little bit of cheese, a bit of jam onto the mouse trap, a little gadget. It goes like this, and when it snaps. You put it out the night, and you hope for the best. The next morning, you hope you see some sewer stripes. So once I did that home, it took me about 10 minutes. I could hear a snap, and the sewer stripes came, and that's what happened. I caught the mouse, and the mouse was dead. I caught the mouse, I'm a chayek, I can do it tomorrow again. This mouse I didn't want to touch. Germs, what you do with it? Throw away the hole. You know what? Go to actually make a kvura, you make a hole in the ground, you put it in. I put it in a dustbin. Open your dustbin, make sure you don't touch it. Make sure you don't touch it. Nu will ich Tomer Rabbi sagen, es steht Schmeine Schrotzim. Schmeine Schrotzim, what are Schmeine Schrotzim? The second one is Ha'achbor. And the passage die geteilt, Ha'achbor is a mouse. Aber es neueste, Niblas Achbor. Tomer only myself or also the Begodim? What do you say? Tomer myself or only the Begodim? The answer is, I'm not Tomer at all. Havos, again, Treyas Hashem. Steht in der Treyas, die Schmeine Schrotzim, Eil Atmeim Lachem, Kol Anegeia, Ben Yimlosom, Ben Moisom, Mishtet Eloshidot, Ben Shmini. Zeh lecha v'kom b'sheretz, ha'choylet v'o achbo v'atzov l'mineyot. Second one is the achbo. Ey, le'atvehen lechem kol ha'sheretz, kol ha'mergeya bohem ben Moisom yitmat ovet. Somebody who touches this mouse, he's begotten by not Tumah, but he is Tumah. He tumah to Oven, but Dafkin again. What about Noise? If you look for the Pasuk, it doesn't say. If it doesn't say, it's not Tumah. If it does say it's not Tumah, so therefore, Konon Negev, but Moise only Tumas Maga, no Tumas Begodim, and no Tumas Masa. What's then if you see a dead eagle on the floor? A eagle, a udler, in Yiddish, dead eagle, and you play with it. What's the din? Yeah, Metama Begodim, not Metama Begodim. Any suggestion? Or an ostrich? Any one of the 24 animals, tame animals. You play with them. What Tumah have you got? You know what the answer is? No Tumah at all. Tumas, oi, Tumah has no Tumah. Why? Azoya Dev the Gozigavay. Azoya stayed in the Torah. For Tumas, the oif Tumah is no Tumah at all. For oif Torah, there is only Tumas, the Beis Hamliya. For Behemet Tumah and Behemet Torah, both have got Tumas Maga. And Tumas Masa gives him a God. But the Chilik is only Shrit. And Basheretz again. The Shrotzim Tahorim are not Tumah at all, and the Shrotzim Tumayim are Tumah only Binagir and not Tumas Begodim. It's the first part of the Shir is finished now, so whoever who has to go, wants to go, is welcome to go. I don't have any tinus. The Shir is only till 9:30. In a minute I'm going to continue in the Chelek Atara. Now we're busy with the Tumah, now comes the Chelek Atara. Now before I finish, I want to summarize again, you should remember the six meaning. Behema, what?
Sorry, your shoes.
First of all, it's not flesh anymore. It's oil. Oil is not matama. So, just to summarize, to remember this, there are six differences: behema and oif and sheretz. Behema, oif, and sheretz. Let's remember this. Behema tmei and behema toi is no difference. Both have got tumas maga. Obviously, for me, saying there's no tumas maga, you don't wash your clothes. They have got tumas maso. Tumas maso, they have to wash your clothes. What's the chilik between behema toi and behema tmei? The only difference is shrita. What's the sheet done properly is no Tumah. What's the sheet not done properly then is Tumah. Come to Oifis. Oifis Tumayim have no Tumah at all. Oifis Tahorim only Tumah Beis Hamliya. Not with Maga, but then there is Kibbutz Begodim. And when it comes to Shrotzim, all the other Shrotzim are Tahorim completely. And the Shmoyle Shrotzim are only Tumah Benegiyah and not Tumas Begodim. Atkan HaTumah. Now we're going to Tahorah.
The shopping trolley on Moshev as well, so you can put a child in it.
So, if the child is dissolved, yeah.
No, because...
If the child is Azov, it's a Moshe Azov.
No,
mask him.
You
a Goyshe, Jiyol, a Chumra, a Goyshe, a Kuti, Bnois Kuti, Mas Yoyman, and Knitim, a Risosan, Beseder, and Ochanam. A Goyshe girl is Ma Risosan, of the Din of Nida. We made a tag in the shopping trolley in Stoma.
Even because you own shopping trolley.
Yeah, yeah, richtig, yeah. Oh, that's only the Abonim. We're talking about the license.
Okay, you
want
to go to Bezmigdor? Maybe
you
come to the council thing,
you're
asking him for
purpose. Yeah, if the shopping trolley was used for Goyshe Kinderlach, even as a Nogea, don't need to come as much to Nogea at a moment, even Nogea, it's only a Rishon, Av Rishon. Yeah, not an arm.
And a car can
come with
someone?
Why not?
Yeah,
but first-hand
car.
If you buy it, put it in the mikveh.
How often is the night check?
Now this is the risk of the sheikh. If the sheikh wants to check counter behavior and only check it afterwards, he's okay. If the light is okay, he finds the slightest beginner, then all the hands of them are awesome. So therefore with beef they checked after everyone, with sheep after every two, and with chickens they wait. Some are 10, some are 20, some are in the Shalim, they've got thousands of 7 minutes of shkita they check. After 7 minutes, they make it in a day, they have 25,000
oifes. Or they can change halachim.
Yeah, yeah, every 7, but not every minute. But every 7.5 minutes they do it. I heard the Shalim wants to change from 7.5 to 3 minutes. And the Balbatim had the Bala, the one who owned the hand of his timer. Moshe Stenbuch, but no, so the Babatum is old, from someone's not for Din. Because there was checking every 3.5 minutes, then to every 7 or 7.5, so we made that there was less trafers, less nevelas. The Taka had to pay an extra wage for somebody to check more often. But there was mainly more nevelas, so we said, oh, it's for Din. Moshe Stenbuch had supposed to have got the day to say, they say whether it's right or wrong, they supply the animals and we do the cash, so I've got nothing to say about that. He was even the Haskama he didn't like. Somebody should get Haskama. That's the Rabbonim's department, whether it's how often you check, whether it's good. But nice, it's a risk. The more often you check, the less risk it is. Pardon?
Shares
Torah, not kosher, there's no kosher shrotzim. Torah. There's no kosher shrotzim. Chagov is kosher, it's a chogav, it's the other parsha. The extra parsha there. The shares, the other shrotzim. It's fadeya. And no kosher filler. Other than the shmoy, it's no Torah. No kosher is not Torah. Makara Torah in Rochni is not in Gash. In Halacha, and no kosher is not Torah. Lama Tzrike zu Chumash, everything has to start in the Chumash. Everything has to start in the Chumash. Steht der Pasuk. Said many, many times in Shmini, in Tazria, in Metzora, in now in this week said twice. As a person is Tomei has to Tomei. A person always got to Mikveh. Okay, you also need Mikveh. A Tomei person needs a Mikveh. Whether it's from Nevela, any Tomei. Now, I'm all sure the Kibbutz Begodov, I'm all Nish. If it says Kibbutz Begodov, doesn't mean you wash it in the laundry. It means you have to take it to the mikveh. The Begodim, you have to take the behemoth into the mikveh. Now, what does the mikveh look like? Steht da apostle 7 words what the mikveh looks like. Steht da so, ach, mayon, uboyo mikveh, mayim, yeh tor. Ach, but mayon, mayon is a well, or a spring, or a river. Uboyo mikveh, mayim, and uboyo, that means a man-made pit. Which is mikveh mayim, which has got a gathering of water in it. Yeh tor. Now don't think the pshat is that we're talking about a mikveh that the mikveh is metar. This is not the poshut pshat. The poshut pshat has got nothing to do with our mikvehs. It's the poshut pshat is there's certain waters that are immune against tumah. I bring you a raya. You go to mikveh. You are Tomer. When you go in, you touch the water. Why isn't touching the water not get Tomer? Forget about the Taras or Odom. The mikveh becomes Tomer because you go into it. You take a Tomer garment, you put it in the mikveh. As soon as you touch the water, it's Tomer. The Teretz says there's a certain water that's immune against Tomer. Don't you pshat in posik. Don't you push the pshat in posik. Ach, mayon, a mayon, umboi mikveh, mayon, yeh refers to the water. Yeh Torah, the water is Torah. So it's a grash in the first pshat. Hamachuborim lekaka el mekablim tumah. The year refers to the water. Ach, mein boy, mikveh mayim. Year, the water is Torah tor. Zok drashi ve'oid yesh cholil. Now comes the drosha. The drosha refers to the tvila. You have to add on a little posuk, a little word into the posuk. You say like this: Ach, mein boy, mikveh mayim. If you have got a mayim or a boy mikveh mayim, you have to add on hatoyvel bohem. The one who toivers inside me to Mose, yeah, Tor. Achidish b'shat b'bos, not b'bos, b'shat, it's a drosha. Not yeah refers to what we spoke. Ach, mayim b'bos, mikveh mayim, if you have a mikveh, add on. Ha, toivers b'hem. If a person who was Tor now goes into this mikveh, yeah, Tor, this person is Tor. So this is the makor of Allah halachas mikveh. Ach. Ach, which is Pesach bin, ach, bei Yom Richter Spies, it's oil, ach, chalek, ach, die Weiz, ach, it's a miyot, ach, die Weiz. Here as well, the ach, die Weiz has two kinds of mikvahs. It's basically two kinds of mikvahs. There we have loads of different kinds of mikvahs that we're going to discuss. In the Torah, there's two kinds of mikvahs. One is a mayon, one is a mikvah. There's two main chilukim between a mayon and a mikvah. A mayon is metar b'mashu, it's no shir. At least for Tvila's cane, we can have a little tiny mayon. You need to toivel your spoon. You can toivel your spoon. A proper well, a proper mayon, a little spring. You take your spoon, you toivel it inside. You haven't got a boy so it's kosher. No shear. But mikveh mayim, a gathering of water, has got the shear from a boy so because that worked out. In order to toivel, you need amo. What's about the amo? Al amo, v'rum gimel amos. Whom is the height of a person down the head? Amo al amo v'rum gimel. That is the shear mikveh. So a ton of Chaim knows about 350 liters, a ton of Chaznish is about 650 liters. You want to know why is it double Chaznish and the Chaim knows is only 20% difference when it comes to mikveh, it's double. I'm not going to match now, I can explain to you afterwards. It's the mice in 650. Some go 900 liters over 900. The minig is for a mikveh, you take 1,000 liters. 1,000 liters, you know, it's enough. Mayan shekol gufunich. It's enough water. If you make yourself a box, amal amarum gimal amos, at least a chaznish box, you try to come into it and to go down without touching on the, well, without getting squeezed, you can manage. That's the shir. Amal amarum gimal, chazal worked out, this is a boim so. A boim so, if you have that amount of mikveh, then it's a mikveh kosher. That's the chilik. By mayon is tamashehu. By mikveh is the boim so. The zweite chilik is, a mayon by definition flows. It's not standing still. So if it flows, it's kosher. Those are mayim. A mikveh can't flow. If a mikveh leaks, then the mikveh is possible. That's why the Alter Zeiten used to have a stopper like a bath. And sometimes you went to the mikveh and you saw the stopper was a bit loose and water was running out of it. Bitter meiser. That's why they came about, I don't know, 70 years ago. They decided, now we have got, I remember when I was in yeshiva here, when Janke Kosnikov went in Stuttgart, he made a new 3-inch pipe, 2-inch pipe. That was a siphoning mikveh. He made a new thing, we're going to empty the mikveh with siphoning. You can think of the green, that big green pipe, yeah? He went in, what's going to be siphoning? Why? We don't want any more stoppers. Stoppers are dangerous. You might not close it properly. If you don't close it properly, then it will leak. So therefore, a mikvah has no leak. It's completely closed. You can't get the water out unless you actually draw the water out. Now we have good electric pumps. It's no problem. There is the designer, he's called Rabbi Trieger from America. He's told me he's made over 1,000 mikvahs. He doesn't allow any pump in the mikvah. You want to empty the mikveh, you bring your pump into the mikveh. Either mobile pump or the pump comes till here, the connection, and you have to connect the last bit. You've seen too many mices that the pump was left on or it was siphoning by itself after you turn it off. Say no pumps in the mikveh. Somebody told me, Pastor, aces, you can make an air valve, you can do this, you can do that. I said, yes, you can do aces, but the best aces is there's no pump. There's no pump, there's no pump. So finish, nothing can happen. So that is in some mikvahs that don't have any pumps, but the pump is perfectly okay as long as you look after it, you make sure that it only works when it's supposed to work, and when you want to tovel, that's when the pump doesn't work. So that is the problem, that's what we learn from mikveh mayim, has to be gathering of water, and it's called in the Loshon HaPoskim, it's called Ashboyim, a word that we don't find anywhere else. Ashboyer, Ashboyer means standing still. A mikveh has to be Ashboyer, and the mayim is allowed to be flowing. So that's the two differences. So one difference, you need a boim so, by a mikveh, by mayim, don't need a boim so. And the other difference is, as you need Ashboyer, it has to be still, and with a mayim it can be flowing. What's the problem with building a mikveh? What's the problem? Make a hole in the ground, in your back garden, and wait for the rain and fill it with rainwater. What's the problem? What's the big deal? 2.5 million pounds and you make your world. What's the problem? This is my mikveh. This is a mikveh. It's got a few psul. One psul has got no stairs. Nishka psul. You can put the stairs in and it's nishma akiv the stairs. A few psulim. A keli can't be a mikveh. You can't turn it in a keli. It has to be dumi at the mine. So the mayan is b'chubah l'karka. So the mikveh has to be b'chubah l'karka. You can't make a keli and put water into it. That's the first klal. And nochazach, if you draw water in a keli, even a small keli, and you draw water in a keli, this is a revius. Chayna revius, nice revius. So one revius, what's a revius? Revius halug. Yeah, revius halug. So four revius is one look. But this is one look. Eight revius with two look. And 12 is trilu. So if you have got water and you put it into the mikveh, that's called she'uvim. This water was in a keli, I feel it's the smallest keli. I feel a keli is not mekabel tumah. The fact that water was once in a keli, it makes it she'uvim. So therefore you have to make sure you can't use water that is drawn, and also the mikveh can't be made from a keli. If I would want to match this mikveh, I could put a hole in the bottom, which is fair as hanoit, and then fix it onto the ground, put a bit of cement on it, it'd be a kosher mikveh. I feel it was once a keli. Once I've made it, always keli by making a hole into it. They do it in the summer camps. They take a big swimming pool, they make a hole into it, and they cement it in, derech binyan. Then they say it's kosher. Then the boy is kosher. So what do you do? So you wait for rainwater to fill it. Kosher mikveh, what's the problem? So one thing is you have to waterproof it. Because as we said before, if it's zoichel, it's only a mayan kosher mikveh, it's not kosher. All right, so you're making your back garden a hole in the ground. You put a ladder in there to climb down, and you waterproof with a bit of cement. What's the problem? The problem is two problems. Even in England, we haven't got enough rainwater. If you want to have a clean, nice mikveh every morning, then there's not enough rainwater for every mikveh every time to change. Even have oitzes, chreis, was chreis, oitzes, not enough water. The second problem is rainwater is dirty. We want clean mikveh. So therefore, you can't just fill a mikveh with rainwater, although it would be the ideal, fill a mikveh with rainwater, and that's the ganze geschäft. Agav, this mikveh's got another psul, because it's not big enough, you can't tell you, it's got shear, you need a boim saw, and it's a height, how high a mikveh should be, and the other one is no water in it. But besides that, for the shear, it's a perfect mikveh. So this mikveh is we're going to fill with make shomim, everything is glad. In make shomim is a gewaltige chiddush, which you don't find in other chalokim of Torah. And this is like a bittel. Always you have got a klal, bittel b'chov, or bittel b'shishim. With mikvahs, we have different gedorim of bittel. One gedor is, if you started with gimelugin, 12 of these little cups, it's just over a liter, and you put into a mikvah to start off 1.03 or 4 per liter, just over a liter is a negel vasa keli. One negel vasa keli, this is the shear of a person of mikvah. Just a bit more than this. That's enough to pass the mikveh. You can afterwards have thousands of liters of kosher water. Nothing will help. If you have got huge mikveh because this has you put in before himalugin of man shurim, just over a liter. The whole mikveh is posle oilamot. I will be barov and mevatlet 100 times. Chazal made it call it himalugin mein betchilo pasle mikveh whatever mein kshelim you add on. Once you have got Gimel, look in this postle, full stop. Some of you make me one shit who says in the Tana, who says a revias. They try to make sure be completely dry. You shouldn't even have a revias of Maim Shuvim. Why is the problem Maim Shuvim to make? Because after you empty the mikveh, you wash it. You wash with a sponge and with a bucket or with a hose. It's alles tomat postle wasser. So you make the bottom of the mikveh postle. So mainly you can't refill it. Go onto your knees, take a towel, and wipe the walls down, wipe the radiator down, wipe everything down. And I was once preparing a boiler in Manchester. A boiler just we're ready to fill a boiler, a new boiler from cementish boiler with a boim saw from the roof. Just opening the a rof from London came and I said, "Oh, you are here, give me the scummer, that is dry." I could see it starts. Okay, no, it doesn't go like this. Minek Rabbonim, he took off his shoes and he jumped in. He said, "If I feel the wet in my socks, then I know it's not Peseder. And if my socks are dry, then I know it's Peseder." So in Makkah, we should be bone dry. Why be bone dry? Because if you add up all the surfaces together, you might get a little water. So you know, to be sure, again, if it's dry, you know there's no water. It's a bit here, a bit there, you can start in Mefautel, is enough or not. If it's dry, you know there's no water there, and you can start to fill the mikveh. So therefore, there's no bittel. But from the other hand, we find mamish, the opposite halacha. Once you have got the mikveh, and you filled the mikveh with a boim so kosher water, you didn't start with maim shuvim. You started with a boim so kosher water, you can add on, kol maim psurim sheba olam, and it will be kosher. Again, we don't say bittel. It goes both ways. If you start with gimelugin, then it's pasul, whatever water you add on. If you start with a boim so, then it's kosher, whatever water, treifa water, you add on, it stays kosher. What is the problem with finding rainwater? You know what? Where does our tap come from? Where does the water come from? Reservoir in Scotland? Where does it come from? It's also rainwater. Maybe it comes from under the ground, it's also kosher water. So what's the problem with our water? Why can't we just open the tap and use the water? What's the teretz? One of the truths in it is like this. Can you see? This is a tap. This tap makes all the water possible. You know why? I'll show you why. This tap can do this tap. Passes no water in it, yeah? It's empty. But there's inside here a little base kibble, a tiny base kibble. And there's a purpose why this base kibble is made. This base kibble is made that if I close the tap and this coil comes in, it should seal completely. They made a little base kibble underneath where this fits in. And Araya, there's water in it. So there is a place where water can gather. And in this tap, You can even see it better. The mate tuck, it's here, it's not straight underneath. It's a bleater on the bottom. See the bleater on the bottom. What's the bleater for? It's right. The bleater on the bottom. Because every tap, most taps are made like that. The water goes through, it goes down and up again, it goes further. So pashtus, every tap is a base kibble. So all the water went over this little hole. Since all the water that's tapped, you open up the, and if it's closed, it goes down again. It's a little base kibble. We said before, there's no shear. The smallest base kibble is also Mimela, the base kibble makes something shubi. But pashtus, it's a normal Wasserleitung, plumbing in a house. A normal thing, you have pipes going here, going there. Is that kosher? I show you, it's a base kibble. Look how much water it can hold. Now, this is normal in the house. You've got your pipes, you've got your taps. You open the tap, where does it come out from? When you open the tap, it doesn't start running from the reservoir. It's already held here and you want it to be here. You want the water to be just here, held in your pipes, a base kibble. When you open the tap, it comes out. Do you believe me? There's some water in it, a proper base kibble. So this is a base kibble. I'm not going to look at the meister. Maybe if it's the David, the Shali, you have to find a heter. All the pipe work, you've got taps, pipes and taps. The taps in between are base kibble. Another base kibble is a pump. How does water get to our house? There's a pump. What's a pump? It's a wheel with little pockets. And it throws the water over till it gets the pressure and it comes to us. It's again a base kibble. A water meter. Every water station, some houses have got a water meter. How does the water meter work? Also with little pockets where the water goes through. Because by the time the water comes to our place, it's long become shuvim and pashtus, the heroi is niskabel. Today the heroi is niskabel, tap water is straight. Tap water is maim shuvim, yes?
The definition is basically
the place that holds the water stationary. It holds the water,
yeah. Okay, it holds. Only when it's still, though. Pipe also holds water while it's
traveling. No, pipe can't hold, it doesn't hold. I'll show you. Here. This is a pipe. It doesn't hold water. It goes through, it doesn't hold it. It goes either out from here or goes out. How come we have gutters? We have gutters in here because they're open. How do you make the gutters? Normal guts, if you look next time you go by, has got the gutters and the gutter. Half it is a gutter. You put the end piece here, put the end piece here, and all the water goes from the roof into the gutter. But the end piece might make the base kibble because it's got the hole to come out. What do they do with the mikvahs? They take away the two end pieces and that's it. You have one gutter on this side, one gutter on this side, you make it a bit slanty, you bring it out of the house a bit further, so no water will go over, and you don't need the end piece. If one gutter goes this way, without the end piece, one gutter goes this way without the end piece, and it's okay, and the water then goes into the mikvah, it's a kosher wasser. It's a pipe. A pipe is not possible. A base kibble is possible. This is also possible. Why? It doesn't hold. Some are machmir because this way it's a base kibble. I feel you don't use it that way. Some don't like. The modern mikvahs today don't have any of these cables. You have other ways how to do it. But abidin, this is kosher. It's a bissel, it can hold the water. Here it's not made of Kabbalah that bit. So pashtus, these are kosher, but we try to avoid them. As I say, if it's not there, it's zikr kosher. If it's there, you can claim. If it's not there, it's kosher. So bekitzer, this is the way. It can't be a base kibble, we learned. Can't be tap water, it can't be keshuvin. Therefore, you need to have kosher water. So, as I said, there's not enough rainwater to make it kosher. If we could, lechatchile, obviously what we would like to do, we would like to have every mikvah to have its own supply of make shomim. And you totally make shomim glad kosher. But there isn't enough supply, and we can't do that, and we won't have clean mikvah. So yeah, it's how to extend, to expand the kosher water. How can you make from 40 so 400 so? We learned before, push the etzer. We said before, once you have a boim so, you add on more water, there's no better. You can add on as much as you want. So, and that's the first etzer, is called zriya. Zriya, you take the water. You see in the mikveh this time, there is some holes in the mikveh that are below the water level, and some holes above the water level. This is a boy zriya. What's a boy zriya? A boy zriya is pshat. You only have once in a lifetime. You only have got once in a lifetime. You have got That's a typical boizria. You fill this with kosher water, till the top, mamish. And once you fill it, that's it. And then you have got your tap, and you get your tap water, and the tap water goes in the boizria and comes out kosher. Mamish a machine. Here the water goes in, chazishu has to go right in. Can't go just from top, to go over it, to go in it. We have to plant it in it, planting zoreya. Zoreya tzedok, as we plant it. So that's the treifa vasa, you get in. Treifa goes in the kosher water, it overflows, goes into the mikveh. Osta kosher mikveh. You have no limitation. You once in a lifetime need a boim so, that's it. And then you can gissen and gissen with nish kosher vasa, and it all be kosher. And the Chazisha Gizok, that's how you should make a mikveh and finish, nothing else. One boizria, once in a lifetime you make it kosher, and after once or twice already flooded out, the original water is not there anymore. Doesn't bother me, it's a Mishnah. Mishnah, you've got the hill, you've got the top, you've got a boy on the bottom, you've got a boy in the top, boy is kosher, and the bottom boy is empty. So the Mishnah, you take mamale bekatev, you take water on your shoulder, you pour it in the top boy, it overflows in the bottom boy. Kosher mikveh. Unfortunately, Mishnah. Chazish zok the raya thing to the Mishnah. Everybody must be masked with the Mishnah. Therefore, that's the best mikveh. So what do? We're not toiling in rainwater. We toiling in tap water. But tap water has been kashered. Kasher tap water. It was like a tap water, but it went through a kashering system. It went through a boil's rear, and it comes out. It's kosher. This is one of the ways how to make a mikveh. That's known to be a boil's rear. But there's another way. And the other way, it's called Hashoka. And the Hashoka is completely different than Zriya. What's the difference? The difference is the water doesn't go through it. Okay. This is my Hashoka boil. Oh. The Hashoka boil you fill with rainwater. The Hashoka boil you fill with rainwater. And that is, again, once in a lifetime. It doesn't go till the top, only till the blue line. So you fill the boy Hashoka with kosher water. And that stays kosher forever. And then you take your tap and you fill your mikveh with treifa water. This is the mikveh. And this is the... So once a lifetime you make this kosher. And this you make treifa. So what's the connection? The connection is once you fill enough water... Oh, schreit im Essen noch ein Tachlis. Oh, that's Punkt. Once you have got enough water in this boy, it comes higher, till the hole. What happens if you fill it till the hole? It escapes. The half the water that you put in goes into the other side. This side, this boy is also full till the hole. As you put more tap water in, the water gets higher and higher, till the pipe is completely full. Once the pipe is completely full, there is a connection between the two boils, that's too small. This is a good Hashoka. Plenty is sheer. The sheer is these two fingers have to turn around very easily. It's plenty is about 4.5 centimeters. This is 6, 7. It's plenty. That's a good Hashoka. You do this between your two boilers, and as the water gets full, both get full, because water always finds its own level, so both gets full. Once the Hashoka hole is full, there is a touching Hashoka between the two boilers. Just like we learned before, if you have got a boy of a boim so, whatever water you add onto that boim so, it stays kosher. Once it was kosher, it stays kosher forever. So we made it. The same thing is here as well. The Hashoka makes it one boiler. It's like once. You had 40 so, you add on more treifa water. Whatever water you add on, as soon as it comes to the right level and the hole is full, it becomes kosher. And Ikra, then you can put the stopper in. Once it's kosher, it stays kosher. Chumra not to, but Mikra didn't. Once it was kosher, it touched once the kosher boil, it stays kosher forever.
It's also a chumra to leave it in.
Pardon?
It's also a chumra to leave it in.
To leave what in?
The stuff it in.
Why?
Because
otherwise you're
leaving
the water eventually. Ah, it's there. It's chumra in the tefillah, chumra in the for the future mikvah.
Yeah.
I don't think it makes all that difference. Shit, I don't think. So you have a few more weeks. If you really want to be sure that nothing went in, then there's no aids. All these aids don't really work. Or any sheds. So, Mimele is once it's full, it's kosher. So you have two separate aids. Either we start Lechatchila, we have got a boy which is full till the top. That's a boy's ria. And we put water into the boy's ria and it comes in from above and then finish. Once it's in, it's not connected anymore. That's why you see in the mikveh there's one hole above the water level. This is the Zriya hole. We don't want to be connected. It's not connected. It gets kosher, overflows, and the mikveh becomes kosher. That's the Zriya. That's where the hole is above the water level. Then you have got another hole which must be below the water level and must always be full. That's very important because it's not full. You have got nothing because you started with trefa water. You started with trefa water, you have connected it. You left with trefa water. So the other eight is you make sure that the water level comes till the hole and the water hole is full and there is a hashoka and then the mikveh is kosher. What do we do today? Again, I'm asking, facing we're making the mandu in as a heilige Platz. Jena Masse, Prinz Charles hat es rausgelernt, wie sie Parachute. Die Parachute. Schau, was ist mal der Parachute? You go in the aeroplane, a helicopter, you have a Schirm, you jump out the window, and you hold on for your life in the Schirm, and then the Schirm opens up and saves your life, and you control it, you come down, safe and sound. Aber man hat doch gehalten, man darf ihm hoffen, der Ossit von der Meliche, ja, von der Meluche, man darf doch hoffen, den Prinz Charles, weißt du, haben sie gelegt, zwei Parachutes. Just in case one doesn't open, haben sie gelegt zwei Parachutes. Ich sag die Goyim, in so einem Mikro, so ich hoffe, wie Prinz Charles. Wir haben davon zwei Erschellen. Ein Erschell ist gut. Wir sind dann sicher, we want to be sure. Ja, zwei Erschellen. What we do today is general Mikro is both. The first have a boy, Zriya. So the water starts off, Treife in here. The Treife water comes to the kosher water, gets kosher. One Erschell. And then on top of that, we go to the hole of the Ashok, and we have got a second Erschell. Stand in mikvahs today, I've got two Hersherim. First, it's a trefa water, because tap water is trefa. We have got two boilers, once in a lifetime, two boilers. One boy is Zriya with rainwater, one boy Ashok with rainwater. And we go through the Zriya water to make it kosher before it comes into the mikvah. And after, when we fill it, it comes to the top, we have got the second Hersher to be sure it's mamish kosher. Then we have got a third Hersher as well, which I can't discuss now, it's time. This is called Hamshocha. If water goes over a bit of land, water runs over a bit of land, and I feel that the water is being treife, but because it goes over a bit of land, that makes it kosher. A bit of earth, karka roi livloya, and always not held in the hand, karka roi livloya. So why can't you make mixtures just with this? The answer is it only helps for half, bis under half. If you have rough kosher water, you want to top it up, you can top it up with hamshocha. All our mikvahs have got hamshochas. The new mikvah in Manchester, we made 32 hamshocha channels. It's too late to explain why. 32 Hamshocha channels, but this is another way how to make a mikveh kosher. So the mikveh is Zriya, mit Hashoka, and this makes our mikveh super kosher, extra kosher. One should help. Should only have Tara in Klal Yisrael. Should be Zoyche to use the mikvahs, not only for today's use, you should be able to use for the base of mikdash, to be able to tahorim, not to the avoids in the base of mikdash. Akut and Shabbos. Donations welcome to Kol Pinto. Yeah.
No,
because this water always kosher water. But who made the treife? It was originally made Shomim.
The first time.
Everything comes in becomes kosher.
Well, the boil.
No, the boil, the water.
No, make Shomim.
That's his main kosher. Here's your boil's here. Yeah, till here was full with kosher water. You put another leaf in. What part is here? Just getting my smell.
It's
defrosted.
Well, the new water
becomes kosher. Change. You have always got kosher water. Yes.
And the way you have to check.
If he wasn't available, he's out. Throw him out. Rather. Unless he was careful. Unless he was careful, the Shammas would check it.
Somebody else would check it.
Yeah. Okay, son of it. What can you do? To Shammas a button and you keep it, make some of it. It's a bit too nice. Some of the stuff I'll be here. It was after the whole. That's all the Mishnah. All the Mishnah is. This is one post. Make some shalach, make some. There's a lot of problems. If this problem, okay, what do you find in the treife? First you check the treife as well, basically.
You find the treife then?
It's also treife. It's also also. No, but you can't continue that way. Start all over again.
It has to be in this casino.
Yeah. That's the
problem.